Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio Show. My guest this morning is entrepreneur, author, and lecturer, Yudana Power. From the theaters of Broadway to the stages of marketing and motivation, she has been wowing audiences for over three decades with her intelligence, charm, wit, and authentic personality. Yudana and I will be discussing about her life's journey and her current mission of sharing her expertise in choosing and starting the right home-based business for you. Good morning, Yudana. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful, Johnny, and it's a pleasure to be here. I feel like I am at your kitchen table.
Fantastic. This is what we call a virtual kitchen table on the air. How's that?
I love it.
I'm excited to have you on the show this morning. I really enjoyed reading your book. It presented a fresh, new perspective about being your own boss. And I really like that because it's something very different. A lot of times when we talk about businesses, people don't really share the inside information that we all need to succeed. And what you did with the book, you basically laid everything out for everyone to understand. But first, let's get started in terms of getting to know you a little bit better. Please give us a quick walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
Quick,
we have
one
whole hour here.
I've got 2 minutes, right?
You have the whole hour. How's that?
Okay, great. My life has been this wild adventure. It's been really, and it's still going on. And just so you know, there's a lot has gone under the bridge, so I'm going to highlight things. And, you know,
sure.
You can ask questions, but because I'm 66 now. And the reason I tell you what my real age here is, because I really want people to know, number one, your life gets better as it gets older. We get more comfortable in our skin. And the adventure is still, you know, I'm still flying. It's very, very exciting. And with all the new anti-aging stuff that's coming out, you know, we figure I just came in at the right time. So, but when I grew up in a family, it was kind of like Leave It to Beaver on the outside and very dark and chaotic on the inside. And I came to a conclusion at a very young age. I think I was born wanting to be an actress. And I clung to that because it somehow that meant to be this shining being filled with light. Somehow that was, I attached it to that. And the creativity and the desire and the love of that pulled me forward, and it pulled me kind of, so I found the light within the darkness. And when I was in my teens, I had a spiritual experience, and to articulate it was difficult, except that for three whole days, I felt like I was one with everything that was. And with that, I said, I have to know God too. So those things propelled me, and it was this mulch that I came out of. And I began spelling art and nature and God and love and creativity with capital letters, and it propelled me into this fabulous adventure of acting and writing and singing, and it's just growing still. And that's kind of, you know, I started acting and singing with a band in my teens, and about 18 or 19 I started dancing, and that led me to a career in musical theater.
That sounds fantastic. Yudana, you lived your life with gusto, from being an actress and obviously to a singer and a screenwriter.
Yes.
What were some of the turning points, major turning points in your life that led you to be the person you are today?
Well, actually, that's a good question. I guess the first big one was that I was doing little theater here in Los Angeles. I was in my 20s, and I was discovered by Alan J. Lerner, who wrote My Fair Lady. And a lot of Brigadoon and a lot of those beautiful, amazing musicals. And he discovered me and flew me to New York, and I ended up starring opposite Katharine Hepburn in a show called Coco and taking my bows along with her and Alan and Andre Previn. And it was like walking into my own dream. That was like stunning. After that, I came back to Los Angeles. I did a lot of television and did about 250 commercials in my life. But I remember my first audition for Happy Days, and I did a lot of starring on TV. I remember I was the first, who knew, but I was the beatnik in Happy Days. You know, a lot of people still recognize me in airports for that one.
Oh, okay.
I did a ton of work with that, and that lasted a long time. I got very sick in my 30s, though. I had a thing called Candida albicans, which people may or may not know about. They didn't know about it then. It was kind of like a fungus in your system, and it took me about 6 years to figure out what it was, and then another 5 years to get better. And so by the time I was in my 40s and came out of that, I was I put together my own cabaret show and was working with the man who actually was the musical director for Debbie Reynolds. He's been my co-writer on a lot of things. And I reinvented myself and started screenwriting about the same time and had a really successful career there with a lot of heavy, major directors, like the man who did like Water for Chocolate wanted to do one of my projects, and the producer of Free Willy wanted to do another project. And but it got I got kind of stumbled around in the industry in that there were strikes. One year we had three strikes in the industry, and people were losing their businesses and their homes. And that's when I found network marketing. And I realized about that time, it was in my late 50s, I said, I looked at my bank account and I had 46 cents. And I said, Donna, you forgot to do money. And I was like, oh, what's that? And at that point, I decided the big turning point was, wait a minute, you've got to handle this money thing. So, and that's when I had discovered network marketing, and I guess that was a big, huge turning point there.
Fantastic. What inspired you to write The Home-Based Business Revolution?
Well, I made so many mistakes, and it took me so long to figure it out, and I'm actually a pretty good student, that once I cracked the code and was making a multiple six-figure income, I looked back and I thought, why didn't I know this before? And I thought, well, there really wasn't anything that articulated what I felt needed to be articulated. I actually wanted to do a consumer's guide. It's because there's a lot of really wonderful books, some of them written by people who have done it and some of them written by people who haven't done it. But what I needed at the very beginning was, how does it work? What is it? Give me the lay of the land. Give me a photograph from high up, so when I get down into the playing field, I don't get clobbered by everybody who's playing. And so that's what I wanted to write. I wanted it to be purposely 28 pages and pretty colors, so we could all, you know, so that a soccer mom driving her kids just could open it up and say, wow, this is a pamphlet. I can read this. It's not a book. It's easy.
That's
what I wanted, something articulate and strong to really help people.
Your background in screenwriting, of course, I think helped you tremendously, because all the facts are all jammed up in the very short book that you had mentioned. And you're so passionate about the book. Why is that?
Well, it saved my life. You know, if you can imagine a woman at 59 years old on her own, I mean, I have wonderful men in my life, but I was on my own because, again, I had this passion to be an artist and to know God in my work and all of this stuff. So I was pretty well up the creek without a paddle. And this industry has helped more people like me go from complete oblivion to be well off financially, and even millionaires, if you choose to. You can make as much money as you choose to in a career like this. And I think we know in our culture today there's a lot of wildness going along. I mean, people say things about the network marketing industry that because they just aren't educated, they don't understand. Because, frankly, you know, you compare that with Wall Street and banking and real estate, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, thank goodness I did network marketing. Everybody thought I was crazy when I started. And I'm passionate about it because I think that this is what can help save our middle class and save our economy.
Very true. But in all honesty, there are a lot of those multi-level marketing out there that are not very good and basically did trick people because it works on people's emotions. And so in all honesty, they created the problems themselves in so many ways. Let's get into this. What is a home-based business, and can you give us some statistics and facts about it?
Yeah, a home-based business to me is freedom. I'm a free spirit, and I loved working for myself, But I read Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the Cash Flow Quadrant, and I saw that I knew I didn't want to be an employee. I'd done that off and on, but I was self-employed, and I was working myself to death, word processing and singing, teaching singing, and doing all of these things just to scrape through month to month. And I realized I had to have a business and a business system that I could walk away from and work really hard to put it together and then walk away from and have it still send me money. I caught that vision. I understood that. And the I quadrant about investment was way beyond me. I could hardly count. But I knew I had to do a business, and I knew I didn't have the business acumen. I didn't have the time or the money to figure it out. So that's why I chose network marketing. And I made a ton of mistakes, but you asked me about important facts. I'm sorry, I went off course.
Yeah, well, the facts and the statistics about the industry in itself, because it is a growing and a viable industry out there. And in all honesty, also, they have changed their personality a little bit because it's got credible.
Totally credible. Robert Kiyosaki just wrote a book about it. Fortune 500 magazine, here's a quote, says, quote, an investor's dream, the best kept secret in the business world, an industry with steady annual growth, healthy cash flow, high return on invested capital, and long-term prospects for global expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett owns several network marketing companies. He says it's an absolutely wonderful business, and it's one of the few businesses in the world where a person can make residual income, whereas like when I would shoot a commercial, I'd shoot a commercial on one day, and then they'd play it and play it and play it, sometimes for literally years, and I would get paid every time they paid it. There's very few industries, even with doctors and lawyers, that you have residual income. You've got to write a book or do something or write a hit song or something to get residual income, and that's built. That's one of the amazing things that's built into this industry. It's the industry has grown. Here's, I've got some statistics here. It's grown 90% in the last 10 years. And I personally think that one of the things that has shifted it mainstream is that we all have a computer on our desk and the internet. So it's all done differently. I buy a lot of stuff and store it in my garage and try to sell it to my friends. That's not the game anymore. There's major companies that have amazing products. Now, not all of them do, and that's one of the things I want to just share because I think it's a good heads up for people. But there's amazing products that get drop shipped. They get shipped out from the company directly to the people. So we just actually do become distributors and word of mouth, which is how every business wants to be now. They want to have word of mouth advertising or word of mouth sharing because that's the most potent. More women, just so you know, that more women are in this industry than men.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about 78% of the distributors in network marketing are women, women of all ages. It's just amazing.
That's fantastic. What are some of the misconceptions about this kind of business, though? I'm sure there are always some out there that sort of deter people from really checking into it.
Yeah, and that's another thing I wanted to write the book about. I really think I wanted to establish something to give it credibility so people actually really do take a look at it and evaluate it for themselves. See, because some of the misconceptions are, oh, this is this little home-based business thing. Well, if a woman my age with zero financial background and zero business background can go from that to making a six-figure and then a multiple six-figure income, there is absolutely something here. There's absolutely, you know, there's something to learn. The misconceptions are that it's beneath us. You know, it's. I don't think it's beneath someone because if I go to work and I can double my income. I'm 66. I can double my income within the next 2-3 years, and have an amazing retirement. And the thing is I took off a year to study and to write my book, and the company still paid me. See, that's real residual income. People that misconceive, they get into a company, and they don't quite understand it, and they think there's nothing to learn because they already know how to walk and talk, and they've got this bottle of stuff, and that they can just do it, and they don't need help. That's a misconception. And other people think that they don't have to do it like a job. Oh, it's this little business. The brownies will do it at night. I think I'll go horseback riding. They don't treat it like a job. I treated it like I had invested in a franchise.
Right.
And I thought if anybody did that, you see, and that's why I created a little business system I call a friendchise. And I'm just getting that, the finishing touches on that right now, because you treat it like a job. You treat it. If you treat it like a profession, it's going to pay you like a professional. And there is things to learn. And it's actually not sales. Salesmen don't do that well. It's education. It's us sharing with each other the education. So, anyway, there's more misconceptions. But I think I like this last one that I put in the book the best. It says, the misconception is I just have to do my best. I just have to do my best. Oh, gee. No, you have to do what's required.
Right. We have several callers, and we will address your question. We'll start off with area code 818. Please tell us your name and your question or your comment.
Hello, yes. This is Arlene Roach, and I have read Udonna's book. I've been in the networking industry, the social networking industry, for about 30 years. I started with a presentation that had been made by Amway. And when I was sitting in the audience and I was hearing about this industry and the power of leverage and a new word that I'd never heard before, residual income, it was like a light bulb that had gone on in my head. I really was. I mean, the minute somebody started talking about it, I got so excited. I could feel my heart pounding, and I was about 26 years old, and I had two very young children. But, you know, I just looked around the room because I wanted to see if these other people, their eyes were, you know, just sparkling like mine were, and and they weren't.
Well, you know, Arlene, I think Amway has been around, God knows, forever, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I mean,
yes, and that was really one of the pioneers, was that company. Yeah. I was very, very excited, and I immediately wanted to get involved in it. My husband was very reluctant at first because he really didn't get it then, and he never got it. And well, that was really quite a challenge because I realized that there was something in my brain that was not in other people's heads. And really, I've never quite understood it. I almost compared it to having some little extra DNA chromosome. Those of us that understand this industry and are so passionate about it, there is something in our makeup, I'm not sure what it is, that allows us to be open-minded. And so I, for many years, had great frustration to get people to understand what I understood. And I was very blessed to have met Udonna, and we became good friends, and she created this magnificent book. And I say that really with all sincerity and honesty, because it is simplified. You know, there are 100 books that have been published through the years on networking and, you know, creating a home-based business and on and on and on.
Right.
And they're very long. They're very detailed. People are not the readers this day that they used to be. So what Udonna has done is has condensed the most important information in a book that you literally can sit down with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a cocktail at the end of the day, whatever it is you decide to do, and you can literally thumb through this book and you can read it in one sitting. And to me, that is so important. And she has clarified the concept of residual income. I believe that in a very simple way, she creates an opportunity for the reader to open their mind in a way that maybe they never have before. I give her such admiration in creating something that is so usable for anybody, anybody. And, you know, right now we have something that we've heard a cliche called the perfect storm, that we are truly living in the perfect storm right now because we have so many people that have been affected by our economic situation.
Right.
People now are understanding what we in the industry have been telling them, which is to have any kind of security, you must have multiple streams of income, have income coming in. The days of, you know, working with one company and getting a beautiful gold watch at the end of 40 years is no longer here. So in order to sleep at night and have peace of mind, I think creating secondary sources of income are so, it's just vital. Everybody has to consider that this is what they're going to have to do. You know, and their choices are what? Do I spend more time away from my family? I get another job. I end up sleeping 5 hours a night because I'm, you know, out and about. Where with this industry, what you're doing is you're talking to people and you're listening. That's really the most important thing, right, Udonna, is you're listening. You're taking the time to let somebody tell you what their dreams or what their needs are. And if you listen, it's wonderful to be able to have some answers for some people. I mean, it's really so gratifying. And I think that's one of the things that I love so much about this industry is the feeling that I really have something that can help change a person's life. So I thank Udonna for her efforts. And this is just a beautiful, beautiful book that could help anybody.
Thank you, Arlene, for your comment. I really appreciate that very much. What's so good about the book to me is that it does not promote what Udonna does in terms of her own multi-level marketing network in the sense of her company. And in this case, you know, you obviously with Amway. And what the book does, basically, it makes people understand that you can get involved with home business for yourself, whatever things that you choose. And that brings us to our next question. How do you choose the right business for yourself?
That's a very good question. And just so you know, I'm not with Amway, but it is an amazing company that actually, you know, pioneered our industry. Mm-hmm. Let me go to the notes about how to choose a home-based business, because you want to be, you want to, first of all, what I found, and I discovered this researching a man by the name of Dr. Charles King. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book called The New Professionals, and he's just an amazing PhD from Harvard. Mm-hmm. He said, and he teaches, has been teaching it for like 16 years now in University of Illinois in Chicago. He says, you want to have a consumable product, something
right.
That when people get down to the bottom of the bag or the canister, they're going to order next month. And you want something everybody wants and needs. And you want products that you love and use yourself. You don't mm-hmm. want to try to sell something that you don't really like or, you know, like something that's not part of your life. And what I began to really find is you also want a company with a lot of products, a lot of different products, because some months you may want to choose this and some months you may want to choose that. But the key, the glue that holds it all together is AutoShip. And people say, why should I be on AutoShip? Well, that's the glue that helps us all come together to help us all create this residual income. So you mm-hmm. want to have that in place, and you also want a company that's stable and well-managed. There's 2,000 companies that get started up every single year, and out of those 2,000, there's 90% failure rate. So only 200 are left by the end of the year. So you definitely want to be in a company where you know that there's great management, you see a stable track record, and you love the products, and you, wow, I can plug into that. I can be a part of this, and I can plug into great leadership and excellent training and a culture, because what I found out is there's a culture around different companies, and
right.
you want to make sure that you fit in and you find a warm place. And for me, I want a vigorous place where people are challenging themselves and challenging each other to go beyond what they think their limits are in a friendly, supportive way.
That's good. What I'm hearing also is that basically everybody buys into the concept. That's one thing that's good.
Uh-huh.
But then at the same time, they have to have the content, and that's what you're talking about. You got to have products that people are going to use. You don't want to sell the hype. You want to sell the product in all actuality. We're going to go back to one of the other callers that called in. Area code 514, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is Pam McLellan. And,
hi, Pam. How are you?
I am doing fabulous today, and I'm really enjoying this call. I had bought Udonna's book some time ago, and I've been in networking full-time since 2001. And when I first started, I was able to stay at home as a single mom and raise my three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know the value of network marketing. Now, my question is, and I want to have Udonna do more talking and not take much time, but there are so many startup companies. And they, you know, they look really good, and they have lots of promises. What are her feelings of the startup companies compared to the old stable ones that maybe pass their, you know, their real fast growth? And, you know, pros and cons. When you're choosing a company,
mm-hmm.
you know, how do you choose the best ones? And also, one real quick thing I want to say
yeah.
before I get off the line is that this book, I think, is so valuable that I've made sure that everyone who comes into my business who is actually interested in building a business gets
mm-hmm.
a copy of this book. I think it is so valuable for my team.
Fantastic.
So I'm looking forward to hearing you, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Udonna, basically, I guess in a nutshell, do you go for the one that just started last year or 5 years or 20 years? So how do we exactly find out which one is the best one?
That's a really, really good question. That's a phenomenal question because for me, I would the startups are you know, you don't know whether they're going to get through. You know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, there's a 90% failure rate the first year. You know, one out of thousands make it through to year five. But there's a thing called going into momentum. There's a momentum curve that when a company hits that curve, it starts. That's when the 85% of the distributors come in,
mm-hmm.
and the company's stable. It's already figured out its systems. It's got, you know, because there's always when you start something a new huge venture like this, these things can grow so quickly. You
mm-hmm.
really have to have knowledgeable, experienced people there at the helm, and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of a wild race anyway. But there's a period called momentum that a company can move into, and you want to kind of look for that if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be stable in a company that is like over 5 years old. Because you know it's gone through the hard part,
mm-hmm.
and then look for products where you see and look for growth, and look for products again that you love and that you use all the time and that you can be enthusiastic sharing with people. And the other part of it is, I feel that I'm on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on a mission, and my mission has transcended this last year into sharing about the whole concept of network marketing. So you want to connect emotionally with what it is. But the older companies, yes, you can still make money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's that momentum period where actually great fortunes are made. So if you're at the beginning of this curve,
mm-hmm.
like well, Dr. Charles King says it really well. You know, there's a baby boomer. What are the baby boomers buying? You want to look at that. What are they have run our economy and our buying habits for how many generations now, for how many decades? What is it that, you know, me as baby boomer, what am I looking for? Well, I want to stay young and I want to stay healthy and I want. So you want to look in places where you see the growth curve is in front of the company, not behind it.
Very true.
But stable leadership culture, that has a great deal to do because I've seen companies come and go and I just feel you want to get into something that's stable. It is a real business. It's not a little get rich quick. It's not a little pyramid game. This is actually where you're establishing and building a business on your own.
Great answer. For those listeners who would like to ask questions and also make a comment, please press option 1. We will be more than happy to get you on. We do have a caller, area code 310. Please tell us your name and your comment, please.
Oh, hi. My name is Sis Howe, and somebody who I think knows you, Donna, just gave me this book, and I didn't even know about network marketing, and I'm so excited. I got the book like 3 days ago, and then
mm-hmm.
Donna's friend that gave it to me told me that she was going to be on this. Donna, thank you. I can't even. I mean, I'm not. My parents did like a tour of duty in Amway, so network marketing for me was having all this. I mean, I was like 8 years old, and I'd have to load stuff into the back of the station wagon that was falling apart, and we never made any money. But I'm sure people did make money, but my parents were always fighting. Anyway, I'm just so excited because, and I'm looking at different companies, but now that you said, you know, what to look for, like, you know, there's Malaluca, and I'm looking at some of the younger companies, you know, like Isagenix is one of them. That's what my friend is in. But anyway, I'm a writer, and I don't make any money, and I babysit, and I cook for people, and I'm very industrious, and I know a lot of people because my parents quit Amway and started traveling across the country. So I know people all over the country. I'm like, you know, grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I literally know people in every single state because we'd crash at people's houses. I had sort of a fantastic but now I see, instead of it being unstable, it's going to help me grow this business. Yudana, you are brilliant. And for me, it's like I said, I was a cook, and I called my friend. I said, this is like somebody took the wine, when you make a reduction, a wine sauce, and Yudana just bubbled it all down and made this fabulous wine reduction sauce. So, and that takes hours and hours and hours. And because all this information is kind of out there, but nobody else has done this. Nobody else has, like, turned it into this fabulous. I'm sorry, I think about food all the time. So, anyway, but I can do this. Thank you, Yudana. I'm going to be able to get the cabin in the mountains I want, and I'm going to be able to write, and I won't quit. You have been so inspiring to me. I want to cry. I just, you know, I will do this, and I have charities I want to help, and, you know, I've been homeless, never really because I always had a friend's couch, but I don't need a lot of money, but I can make a lot of money and turn around and give it to people. I just thank you so much, Yudana.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your name again?
Sis Howell. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Sis, thank you for
your
comment. Yes, thank you very much for your comment. I really appreciate that. One thing I realized that, Yudana, don't you think that the timing is right now? Because for one thing, you mentioned just now about the companies rushing to the concept, and then they lack the content to back it up. And those were all basically gone to the wayside. And then now the fact that you do have companies that understand the concept and does provide the content, that's good.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, of course, the environment, the economy, the way things are right now, the timing is right because business have changed and marketing has changed tremendously. So it's wide open. There are no longer boundaries.
Right.
As you mentioned in the beginning just now, in some places, and I'm sure in metropolitan Los Angeles or wherever you live, you can actually buy grocery on the internet and they'll send it to you.
Totally. I had somebody call me the other day to send me vegetables. You know, and I order them, and they send them every month on the, and it's really nice. Now I don't even have to go to the store at all. Yes, it's changed the complexion of this, and then with high-speed computers, they can keep track of stuff and keep track of all of our money. We all have a back office in online, so now it has dramatically changed the face of the industry, and the industry is legitimized, and I'm just, you know, carrying the flag out here saying, guys, this is, wake up, it's really important, because I have a little questionnaire, and it's part of my little system called the franchise, and what it has the first question, because I like to ask these questions to help people think things through for themselves, and the first question is this, and I'm going to ask this to you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Here's something to consider. One of the main differences between today and the Great Depression is that back in the 1930s, we didn't have any debt, and we actually produced things in this country. We had steel mills, we had Levi's, we made Levi's, and we even invented the auto industry. So now we're loaded down with debt. We shipped off most of our jobs overseas. So tell me, Johnny, in your opinion, where do you think people are going to get work? How are they going to make money? And then wait for the answer, and people put it in their heads and go, oh, my gosh. So,
and the uniqueness about this thing in this new economy, and everyone have heard of this before, there's always money to be made. It's just a question of you need to get into the right channel.
Bingo, yes.
And you have to think outside the box. You can no longer talk about the traditional way of doing things. Not that it's bad, but it's limited. So now the fact that those jobs are limited or those careers are limited, so what can you do out there? And so our lifestyles change. We want more quality time with the family. And what allows you to do that?
Yeah, well, this, you just hit it right there, because one of the things is I was desperately wondering where was I going to get work and how was I going to make money sitting here in my home, you know, before all of this was, wait a minute, money is a currency, it's an energy, and it's like a river. If the dam is here and it dries up here, the energy doesn't disappear, it just goes somewhere else. And I remember thinking, well, where has it gone, and why don't I go stand in the middle of that river, you know? And it took me a while to kind of sort things through, but yes, this is about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If I was still sewing and word processing and teaching singing, I couldn't jump on a plane and go somewhere and lecture or go, pay for my own fancy hotel bills or drive a nice car. There's just no way in the world I'd be able to help have time to write a book and contribute back. So there's people living phenomenal lifestyles, and the beauty about this industry is the more you help people, the more money you make.
Very true. We're going to go to another caller.
Okay.
Area code 303. Please tell us your name and your comments, please.
My name is Jeannie, and I really enjoyed listening to Udonna's story. She sounds like a wonderful person. And you mentioned that you made like a six-figure income doing that network marketing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can say this on the air or not, but because I'm, you know, in a position where I need to earn extra money,
uh-huh.
And is there any way that you can tell us, like, what company you were involved with, and, you know, would you be willing to help someone like me get started in something like that?
Yes, absolutely, Jeannie, but I really can't mention it on the air. If you go to homebasedbusinessrevolution.com, you can, you can go there. You can send me an email, udonna@thefranchise.com, if you want. Is that all right, Johnny? But
yeah,
talk about specifics right now.
Sure.
But that's, I appreciate your asking. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course I can help you, and I would love to. But I think that this is, I want to support the whole industry here. But I thank you for your request, and you just send that, or you can contact Johnny and he'll forward people to me. Is that right, Johnny?
Yes.
Okay. The web, I think it's better, but thank you for Jeannie. Thank you. And of course.
Yeah, well, I'll send you an email, and then I'll look forward to you getting in contact with me.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. One of the things I want to bring back to the fact that you had mentioned before, not every company out there may suit you. What may be successful for Udonna may not necessarily be successful for you, because they have different corporate culture, style,
yes,
and everything else. And you have your own style, your family structure, or your personality that may not fit. So the idea is to use the concept, the idea, the book, the information from the book to really start to dissect the companies that you are looking at, and then finding the right combination that best suits you, I presume. Isn't that correct, Udonna?
Absolutely. Actually, a friend of mine read a quote to me the other day, and I think it was by Jim Rohn, who said, mm-hmm, you know, people spend more time planning their vacation than they do planning their lives. And yes, you want to do some research, and you want to find the culture. And frankly, I tried out two different companies. One went belly up, and the next one was I was working hard at not doing anything, and then I just stumbled into something because I wanted to use the product, and I went, holy cow, and stayed there and just kept going. And so you never know where you're going to go try on a lot of shoes. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm,
you want to find out what's comfortable. So there's a quote by Sarah Bernhardt. Somebody asked her, well, would you have done all the same things the same? And she said, well, absolutely. I just would have made all my mistakes earlier, faster.
Mm-hmm. And again, people need to understand at the same time, what may work for you may
mm-hmm
be uniquely good for you. And the most important thing is that you have to have the passion to do what you see, what's presented to you. If you don't have the passion in it, it's not going to work. It doesn't matter whether you're multi-level marketing or going to work for Kroger's or whoever that may be, or Walmart. The key to it is don't get swept off your feet the first time around. do your homework. Don't get swept away by the rah, 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 I would think. Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, that's a very good point, too, because you kind of need the rah, rah, rah to get you excited and up, generating the excitement. But you want to make sure there's a culture of personal growth and self-growth.
Right.
If you are going to go from here to there and be generating different things in your life than you are now, you've got some growing to do. We all do. I do. I still have lots of growing to do. darn it, I'm not perfect. But so you want to have put yourself also in a place where you can stretch and grow and become all you can be. And there's a little thing I have, a little sign here that comes. I have it. So you can be all that you can be starting from where you are. We're all starting from where we are, and that's the beauty of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be educated, not educated. You can be tall, short, fat, thin. It doesn't matter. You can be in your pajamas or in a suit. It doesn't matter. But there are things that we need to evolve and develop about ourselves, and you want to be in a culture that will support that in you and then dig in and figure that the biggest difficulty that you're going to run against is your own self, your own limitations. And by pushing those limitations and getting outside your comfort zone and then getting comfortable outside your comfort zone and then pushing that comfort zone again, you want to What I found is I want to get comfortable being uncomfortable and being a little off balance and then getting comfortable there and then pushing it some more. And because that means we're growing. I call it the law of blooming. We're growing.
Well, so, you offered several strategies for success in your book. What are the top five must-have strategies and why?
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to go flip right over to it right now because I want to make sure I hit the ones that I – the first one is – decide and commit, because it's the way I saw it was that it actually is a big money machine in the sky. You know, you decide and you commit to making it work, because now the buck stops here. I'm 100% responsible for my life, and if it's working, great, and if it's not working, oh shoot. You know, that's an annoying fact. That's annoying feedback. Decide and commit is really first, and then be flexible as you go along. You want to set up a workspace that's yours and that you do. It's a flagship place. You want to have a desk with a computer and a system. You don't want to do it from the edge of the bed or, you know, like on the little corner of the dinner table with piles of stuff. If you really want to do this, you want to have at least a little place that's order that you can do it. You want to plug into a team. In corporate events, if you don't have a direct team that you plug into, you want to find people that you can talk to every day and focus on and say, we're going to do this, that you actually strategize. And you want to risk. You're going to make mistakes. It's going to feel like a huge risk many, many times, but you'd be willing to, like the kids walking through the meadow, then they come along like a big, big stone wall, and then they can't get over it, so what they do is they take their hats off and throw it over the stone wall, and now they have to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make risks, but you're going to make mistakes, so you want to celebrate your mistakes. So, enthusiasm. What's the quote by Churchill that I love and I remember all the time? It's not that you don't fall off the horse, it's that you just keep getting back on with no loss of enthusiasm. I paraphrased it. But those are things that there's more, but those are things that I would say. And the rest is learning how to talk and share to people. I think what the earlier caller said, you know, you want to be able to learn how to ask questions and connect with people.
What I get from what you just said, and I know you offered much more in your book, is that one of the subconscious things that people don't understand about network marketing is that you've got to be mentally prepared. Because if you don't, now you're no longer going to an official office,
a
formal place. And so you have to be mentally prepared. It's true that you can work in your pajamas, but then you got to set a place whereby this is my business table, my business corner in the house, or wherever that may be. You have to think from a business perspective, because once you get your mindset on how to get things done, then you have this uniqueness about how your mind propels you forward. because I think a lot of people fail, whether it's in network marketing or in any business for that matter, or they cannot be their own boss or being the independent business owner, is because they don't have that mindset about, you know, I have to think like I own the business.
Exactly.
And when you own the business, in, technically speaking, you own everything. So you have to act accordingly. And I think the mental side is very, very important. And that's what you had mentioned.
It's absolutely critical. And it's about, there's another component to that, which is structure. If you have a job, it's all in a brick and mortar place, and you show up on time and punch in and punch out, and, you know, you have a lunch from here to there, and there's a lot of structure. And the beauty of a home-based business is you have complete freedom. And that's the difficulty in a home-based business. You have complete freedom. My life, my time is my own. I can go horseback riding.
It is a double-edged sword, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it can go both ways. It can be to your good and it can be to your bad if you're not mentally prepared.
Exactly. So you want to somehow develop some kind of a structure. So you show up. You have got a schedule. You show up for yourself. And because when you're working at home, Here's a trap. People have a tendency to say, well, then maybe they'll go deliver the luggage, or they'll pick me up, or they will do this. Or they have a feeling you're not really working. And I can tell you, if you're making $300,000 a year, I don't know how much that boils down to an hour, but it's more than a delivery person or a babysitter. So, but people have a tendency to think, well, if you work at home, it's not really a job. But we want to create structure around it. That's a challenge. But once you get that and you get a system and you create it, and you get that by having buddies that you're working with, a little teamlet. This is not something you can do by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You want to create a team environment, because you automatically do that. You couldn't run a restaurant by yourself and do everything. So this is a team environment, and you want to give it some structure so that you can have the freedom. You know, great athletes really work on their core principles of developing their body and their skill base, and they keep going back to basics, back to basics, back to basics, so that they have such a profound and strong base that now they can do all the double flips and, you know, and twists and turns and all of the fancy stuff. But you've got to create a stable base for yourself.
And ultimately, you need to have a great support group, people that believe in what you're doing, and likewise you believe in what they're doing, and you're creating this wonderful support group that will give you the energy that you need on days that you may not have it all the way, so to speak.
Absolutely. And a lot of the time, that's not your friends and family.
Right.
So that's why you want to stay plugged into the culture of your company.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my cat just came and laid across all my papers on my desk.
That's one of your support team members.
Huh? That's one of my support team members. They keep the energy circulating around the house, and it's very dear. I mean, where can you work and have your cat sitting on your desk, you know? It's freedom. No pantyhose and cats on the desk.
How has writing this book impacted you personally, Udonna?
Well, it was something I didn't know I could do, but I wanted to do. And you know, when you take on something like that, and it's like, oh, how does it work? Oh my gosh, how can I? Because I really took off time and went and studied and learned and said I got to set something, because what I understood was people coming into my organization didn't quite understand it, and trying to talk to somebody about what it is. When it would go into their mind, there wasn't anything in their mind already to hold the information. It's like me talking about numbers and money. I can hit high C. I can write a screenplay, but you talk to me about numbers, and there's nothing in my mind for to hold the numbers there. So I thought, if I can articulate this, and it was like a God shot, I swear to God, because once the epiphany said, Consumer's Report, and I got that idea from an amazing man named Joe Polish. I studied with him this last year, a marketer, and he said, write a consumer's, he tells his people to write consumer reports. I went, oh my gosh. And what it did, it helped me articulate it. It's now given me a platform where I can speak and I can lecture, I can share the information, and people can take it home with them and go over it and then put things in their brain, oh yes, that's what it is. And then as we start talking, then they have a framework for us to
to go by. It saves a lot of time, and it's helped me save a lot of time on the phone. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Where can someone go to buy your book, get more information about you, and keep up with your latest happenings?
Right now it's on the website. We're just in the midst of building one, so it's still in, but you can get it there. I would say go to homebasedbusinessrevolution.com, HOMEBASEDREVOLUTION, revolution, homebasedbusinessrevolution.com. And there you'll find it, and you can order one. You can. It's better if you order multiples, but you'll see what the prices are there. You can leave. You can get on my mailing list if you like, and we will be developing some more things about the website. That's actually what we're doing right now. But that's the only place where you can get it right now. It's ultimately, I want to get it on Amazon and stuff, but we're just in process, and that's the other thing. You want to always be willing to be in process and make a few billy flops, you know?
What would you like your readers to gain from reading your book?
I would love it if people who are professionals, see, the only thing you really need in this is I think about this in the middle of the night. The thing that really succeeds in this business is if you have these two things, generosity of spirit and willingness to contribute to the good of the whole. Those things came to me in the middle of the night. And and I would like people to really understand whether, no matter what you're doing, whether you're professionals, whether you're at home all the time, whether you're driving, you know, a tradesperson, wherever you are, I'd love you to really evaluate this industry for yourself. Really look at it and look at how we can take our lives back, how we can take our time back, and how we can take our economy back to ourselves. Because as I see it, we're the ones that are going to have to do it now. We can step up, and there is a way to do it. There is a way for us to become independent, to become strong and valuable. And this will give you kind of a snapshot overview, and it can free us.
Fantastic. By the way, we're coming close to the end of the show.
Okay.
You have a recipe for a living you would like to share with all our listeners today?
I do, and it keeps coming up all the time. When you mentioned that you wanted a recipe for living, this is what bumped into my mind, and it came from one of my teachers many years ago. He said, become the loving and don't get stuck on particulars.
That's fantastic. Very short, simple.
Uh-huh. Become the loving and don't get stuck on particulars. Life is a dance. Life is a freedom and a celebration. And, you know, we think it's supposed to be one way, and it comes another way, and we get harumph, and, well, why not this and that? And, you know, if we just go through the flow and become the loving, don't get stuck on particulars, then things seem to just be magically evolve.
Thank you for the great recipe for living. That's just wonderful.
You're welcome.
It is. It's very short, simple, direct, and it's applicable in anything that we do. I do have a question for you on this. It's a little bit more personal, but I think it's very important because people need to understand sometimes that whenever we try new things, you know, we're going to face challenges. So in your case, I'm sure when you first started your business, were there times that you wanted to quit because of the challenges were simply overwhelming?
Yes. Yes, but I had done so many things prior to this that were so difficult that I didn't know how I was going to get them done, that I somehow had a muscle. Like, I reached back to that muscle where every night at 8 o'clock I showed up at a theater and had to have a emotional, tremendous emotional experience. I just said, there was no way out. I had no way out. I'm now in my 60s, and there's no way out. You have to make it work. And I would sit back, and it's a spiritual thing, and I would say, God, show me where to go, what to do, how can I do this, and then just wait and keep thinking and feeding myself good information, and all of a sudden the next step would be shown, and it would come from people, it would come from a book, it would come from support, come from love, and all of a sudden the fog clears a little bit, and you just start taking the next step. Yes, and there's days that I didn't feel like doing it, and it's like having a child. You know, there's days when you go, oh, my gosh, what have I done? You know? But then it pulls the best out of you. So, yeah, but you listen, no one, I don't think I've ever met anyone who wanted to be a network marketer when they grew up, literally. And but I don't think I've ever met anyone who wanted to pour coffee in stock shelves when they grew up.
Right.
So that's true. Harder. I realized early on that it was I had been poor for so long and broke for so long that I realized it was much harder being broke, and it would much be even harder being broke when I was older unless I actually took it on and addressed it. And I, yes, you're going to have challenges, and yes, you're going to make mistakes, and yes, all of that, all of the above. So if we're all together in this moving forward, there will be times when someone else will reach out and say, hey, let me help you along. And there will be times when you reach out and say, hey, come on, let's keep going. So that's the beauty of this whole industry.
Yudana, thank you for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with me and with Yudana this morning. I hope that we have answered your questions, and thank you for your comments. Please join me in a couple of weeks on Tuesday morning, February 15th. My guest will be best-selling author and public speaker, Paul Wedding. His best-selling book, If You Only Knew What You Already Know, detail his amazing personal experiences on being a better human being. Paul and I will be discussing about his transformational journey from living life carelessly to living life with passion and purpose. For additional information about this show, future shows, and to receive a free recipe for living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Yudana, thank you again, and have a great day.
Thank you, Johnny.
Bye-bye.